I thought of Sister T's body, a crinkled wreck on the floor. Jack's fiery freefall, Jamie's blood, and Lamont's anguish. I steadied myself. Tell me now, you little shit.
Sister, you're hilarious when you're all amped up. But we got places to be, he said.
Before he turned to walk up the street, he snipped.
The school's running low on nuns. Don't forget to stop, drop, and roll.
Careful that no one was watching, I shoved him hard in the back. So hard he cracked his head on a fence and fell. Bonton, his white pit bull, went berserk. Prince turned around to face me, his eyes raging. I reached into the side pocket of my case and grabbed Rosemary's ruler. Crack! I lashed his knees with it, with all my force. Hail Mary!
Fuck!
Prince howled, and Bonton howled too.
You fucked up now, beating up a student, a kid?
He wiped blood from his forehead.
What's that? A tire iron?
It's just a ruler.
You're gonna lose your job.
You're 18, technically an adult, and I didn't beat you up.
I'm a disabled teen.
He held up his diabetes monitor with his scrawny arm. No witnesses.
I'll show them my knees.
I'll say you're making it up, that you fell skateboarding. Next time, maybe you'll fucking listen to me. This isn't a game. Two people are dead, and you're hiding something. He put his bloody finger at his mouth and flinched. Maybe the copper scream of his own blood surprised him.
You're done, he said.
Bring it. I smiled, doubling down. But I knew I had crossed a line. Again, something had dislodged inside me. Pushing Prince Dempsey, knowing I could hurt him, break him even. It was exquisite and horrible. God forgive me, but I was good at fighting.